Welcome to episode 290 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we finish our History of Board Games Week by looking at Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, the pursuit of trivia is pretty much the clarion call of this particular podcast. Trivial Pursuit was the game craze of the 1980s. It started out in Canada in the late 1970s, when the creators of the game were foiled in their attempt to play some Scrabble. They found that some of their Scrabble pieces were missing, so rather than just doing what a normal person would do and put the game away and just veg out in front of the TV for 3 hours, they decided to make a game of their own. And so, Trivial Pursuit was born. It took a few years for the game to go from homebrew to multi-million dollar enterprise. In fact, the origins of the game are shrouded in more than a little legal trouble. A man named Fred Wirth published a set of trivia books in the 1970s. He was more than a little surprised to notice that some questions in Trivial Pursuit seemed really, really familiar. Now, this may sound trivial to the rest of us, but he took it serious, thinking that his copyright had been infringed. The question that really got him going was about the TV character Columbo. You see, Wirth had made up a fictitious name for Columbo, whose first name is never actually mentioned on the show. Lo and behold, the fake name that he made up showed up as the answer to the Trivial Pursuit question, what is Columbo's first name? A signal that they had lifted the fact straight out of his book and were profiting from it. In fact, Fred Wirth had planted that fake answer in there in case someone somewhere had decided to try to copy his book up. He would instantly know that they had lifted his material. When he brought legal action against the Trivial Pursuit publisher, though, he ultimately lost. The court ruled that you cannot copyright trivia. Upon reading this, a certain nervous podcast host was suddenly very, very relieved. Thanks for tuning in to episode 290 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back Monday as we kick off our run-up to the 300th episode of the Daily Brainwave.